In Boston, there is one British redcoat for every four citizens. A city under occupation. Goods from the New World are worth over $4 billion a year to Britain. But colonists protest against heavy taxes. A face-off with British soldiers kills five civilians. The Boston Massacre. 2 years later, Ebenezer Mudgett is at the center of a conflict over American timber. The biggest trees are set aside for British ships by law. The best wood in America, off limits to the colonists.
That is where we see in America the chafing between the government in London and the governed here, that chafing of why can't I, as the local, control my commodity on property I want to control. Who gives the king the right to do that?
But Mudgett resists. The battle lines are drawn. County sheriff and British loyalist Benjamin Whiting has been tipped off.
You've been stealing the king's wood.
Mudgett has kept the best wood to sell to the colonies.
I'll give you